Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Russian state news agencies and state television has announced that Bashar al-Assad is in Moscow. They quoted an unnamed Kremlin source saying Moscow had granted Mr. Assad political asylum out of humanitarian consideration. The news presenter of Russia 24 television channel, Maria Bondareva, broke the news.
And now for the breaking news from agencies. The former president of Syria, already the former president of Syria, Bashar al-Assad, is in Moscow and has received asylum in Russia, according to sources in the Kremlin. Assad and his family members arrived in Moscow and Russia granted them asylum for humanitarian reasons, the source said.
The leader of the Islamist rebels in Syria has said all Syrians could now breathe freely as he addressed crowds inside the Umayyad Mosque in Damascus after his fighters ended 5 decades of Assad family rule. In a speech laden with religious overtones, Abu Muhammad al-Julani said his removal was a victory for the men he called the heroic mujahideen. In Damascus, the day has been marked by scenes of celebration and looting. While crowds took to the streets, many people were seen wandering the rooms of Mr. Assad's palace and other presidential residences unimpeded. Since the rebels seized control of Damascus, there has been military action by the US in central Syria. President Biden said dozens of precision strikes had targeted known ISIS camps. Here's Tom Bateman.
The speed of Assad's downfall has stunned the White House. But President Biden is also taking part of the credit. In his statement, he portrayed this extraordinary power shift as one consequence of his foreign policy decisions to support Ukraine against Russia and Israel against Hamas and Hezbollah, fundamentally weakening the forces that propped up President Assad in Syria. In reality, Washington never foresaw this outcome, but it now has to own its part in it.
Iran's foreign minister, Abbas Araghchi, has said Tehran was surprised at the inability of the Syrian army to counter the speed of the rebel takeover of the country. Israel's prime minister said the collapse of the Syrian regime was a direct result of his country's forceful action against Hezbollah and Iran. Our security correspondent Frank Gardner says all regional powers will be watching carefully how the coming weeks unfold.
Transitioning away from half a century of brutal dictatorship by the Assad dynasty to something approaching a genuinely representative government will not be straightforward. Sunnis, Shias, Christians and Kurds all have their competing concerns. So too do the outside players. Turkey, which backed the rebels, will not want the Kurds to gain territory. Russia and Iran, which backed Assad, are scrambling to salvage their interests. Then there is Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group hoping to profit from the confusion and stage a resurgence.
BBC News. The head of the West African Economic Bloc, Nigeria's President Bola Ahmed Tinubu, has congratulated Ghana's president-elect John Mahama on his victory in Saturday's presidential election. John Mahama promised to tackle the country's serious economic crisis. His supporters, blowing whistles and waving green, white and red flags, have been celebrating in the streets of the capital, Accra. In a wide-ranging interview on US television, President-elect Donald Trump has reiterated his key campaign pledges, including the imposition of tariffs on all imports from America's biggest trading partners. Mr. Trump doubled down on threats to leave NATO if allies don't pay their bills.
Look, two things. Number one, they take advantage of us on trade, meaning the European nations, okay, like terrible. They don't take our cars, they don't take our food products, they don't take anything. They think it's a disgrace. And on top of that, we defend them. So it's a double whammy.
Mr. Trump also said he would speed up deportations of undocumented immigrants and end automatic citizenship for anyone born on U.S. soil, a right currently enshrined in the Constitution. A Mexican airline says that a man attempted to hijack a domestic passenger flight on Sunday morning and divert the plane towards the United States. Volaris said the incident happened on a flight from central Mexico to the city of Tijuana on the Pacific coast and that the man had been detained and handed over to police at Guadalajara Airport. Australian police have conducted a major drugs crackdown in New South Wales, targeting so-called dialer dealers. The operation resulted in more than 100 arrests, including on Sydney's famous Bondi Beach and outside State's Parliament. Police say 650 bags of cocaine, as well as MDMA pills, cannabis, ketamine and crystal meth were seized. BBC News.